Before beginning this episode, I wanted to make sure to inform everybody that this episode is much shorter than usual due to the fact that the server had gone down just before the show went live. We could not get on air until about 8:30 p.m. when we normally start our show at 7 p.m. So the show only lasts about 30 to 40 minutes. So just giving the warning, but we wanted to make sure to at least get this portion of things out because there is a lot of very important information to be heard in this short episode. It is an hour of power. You guys are going to get a lot of information out of it. Make sure you listen. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
This show is not intended for the politically correct or the close-minded. Enter at the risk of opening your eyes. You have been warned.
Why does the media attack an issue? To get primetime ratings?
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
A moment comes when we step out from the old to the new. And when the soul of a nation, long suppressed, finds utterance.
To kind of catapult the propaganda.
You are listening to Open Eyes with your host, Ira Robinson. From the normal to the paranormal, from government cover-ups to the depths of our consciousness, we aim to explore all things. From the dawn of prehistory to current events, no topic is forbidden and nothing remains hidden.
No more secrets.
Open your eyes and open your mind to the fact that life as we know it is not as we have been taught. Join us at latenightinthemidlands.com or openeyesnetwork.com as we take this brief journey through the depths of the cosmos and explore what it really means to be human.
Many peoples have sacrificed their liberties only to learn to their sorrow that deceit and mockery, poverty and tyranny are their reward.
Whether you're online or offline like we've been for the past 2 hours, or if you're intergalactic or international, hello and welcome to Open Eyes. This is going to be a special brief episode, I guess you could say. Sorry about that. The microphone was down on my guest, Jalene. Hello, Jalene.
Hello. I was going to say, how much can we say in like a half hour?
Oh, man. I'm telling you what, man. This has been one crazy night, one crazy week all around. Ever since like last Friday is when kind of things really started beginning, or Thursday, actually. But
Thursday night.
This week, trying to go live has been a freaking nightmare, and I'm getting sick and tired of it. I wanted to go live for at least a few minutes since we're back. To let you guys know, basically, right before I was supposed to go live, right at about 6:50 or so, the service that we used to stream with went completely down. We heard from them that the power, basically, the whole grid or something along those lines, went down at the data center that we go through, basically. So it essentially took everything down totally. We didn't even have the little music playing in the background or anything along those lines. We could not get connected at all. So it was, you know, literally out of our hands. There was nothing that we could do about it. But they just came back on about 10 minutes ago here. And so I thought, well, I'll at least go live for a little while, kind of explain the happenings of what has been going on with it, apologize deeply because, well, you know, you guys had nothing but blank space for a while there to listen to. But we appreciate everybody being patient with us, and we appreciate all of you guys, you know, sticking around with us through everything. So as you guys heard, I'm joined for a little while here by my wife, Jalene. Hello, Jalene.
Hello, hello.
Who has been patient with all of my cussing and beating up on the keyboards and flipping the desks over and that kind of thing. But no, I really didn't do that much. The cursing, yes, the cursing was there. But yeah, so I figured if nothing else, we'll go live for a little bit. We're not going to be able to talk about like the whole subject that we were going to talk about. There's just not going to be enough time before Michael's show starts tonight at 9 p.m. But I thought if nothing else, I can come on and at least talk a little bit about some of the current events and news that's going on. You know, I'm suspecting really that the subject matter that we have to speak about is really ticking somebody off, or somebody doesn't really want us talking about, because every time that we've tried to do this show on this subject, boom, something happens. On Monday, our internet went completely haywire. We were completely gone. We were able to get on for about a half hour, and when we went to that first break, suddenly everything went completely foobar, and we couldn't do anything. So we found out the next day, basically, our company came out, the ISP that we use, they came out, and they had to rerun every wire, basically, all around. It was, like, completely destroyed for some reason. So then we go to do live tonight, and everything was fine. The final countdown, I've been broadcasting those guys through my mixer because they don't have one yet. So, it's kind of been going through my side of things here, and it was just fine. There was no issues with it. But then literally 10 minutes before my show was supposed to begin, boom, it goes completely dead out of nowhere. Nothing, no warning, no signs that it was going to have a problem or anything like that. Just bam, we're cut off and nothing going on. It's really suspicious. You know, it really makes me wonder. What do you think, Jolene?
Oh, yeah, definitely something's going on, and it's targeting us, specifically us.
Yeah. It's like literally targeting our show here for some reason. I don't get it.
Okay, there's been two people asking, is Michael going to be on with Maggie?
At the moment, I don't know. I know that he was looking to reschedule her because we had no clue if the server was going to come back up or not. So at the moment, I'm not sure. As I get more information, I'll let you guys know. But as of right now, probably not. She's probably going to be rescheduled just because, of the way that things have worked out. So I'm not sure yet. We'll let you know as soon as things, as soon as I get more information about it. So, I wanted to at least talk a little bit about some of the news that's been going on here. There's two things, I guess, that are really that are going on that I wanted to really speak about. Number one is Donald Trump. There was one thing that's going on with him. Apparently, he is declining to appear at the debate on Thursday with all the stuff that's going on, since it's being broadcast on Fox, I guess. Since they've got Megyn Kelly still there, he's going to basically skip out and not do it. And instead, he's going to actually go to an appearance with the Wounded Warriors program. So in other words, those vets that have been, wounded in the line of duty. He's going to make an appearance with them and basically be a fundraiser for them instead of doing the debate. Now, whether or not you like Donald Trump or not, or agree with him or not, that's pretty cool, to have him do something like that. That's pretty cool, because those guys do need some help. We know for a fact there are a lot of veterans out there that are not being taken care of by the government.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. We're taking in refugees from other countries, and our own vets are on the streets.
About 50,000 every day are homeless.
Oh, yeah. It's sad. There's a street corner not far from where my work is, and there's always, there's usually two vets that frequent that spot, and it's sad. I see it my own self, but it's just sad. Here we are taking in refugees from other countries, and we can't even take care of our own.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that that I ran across not too long ago was that this first round of refugees coming in that are 10,000, this first 10,000 group coming in,
that aren't being looked into at all.
Yeah, not vetted in any way. They're going to cost us, we the people, $640 million minimum just for those 10,000 people. That's a ridiculous amount of money for each, $640,000 per person. What the heck? Are you serious? I could use $640,000 right now.
Yeah.
Heck, I could use $640 right now. But what do they need $640,000 a piece for?
Yeah.
That's insane to me when you break it down into that kind of number.
It's hard to say. It really is.
And yet, there are so many of our vets just sitting homeless, you know?
Yeah.
Just sitting homeless.
That's the thing that's frustrating the most. We should make sure our homeless shelters don't have anyone in them. We should make sure that there's no one on the streets first before we go to other countries and say, yeah, we can take your people. We can take care of them. No, because then we're going to take them in and we're going to say, oh, well, we can't change our minds. Oh, some of our people are going on the streets. Well, that's okay. At least we're not making them who we brought over go on the streets.
Yeah, exactly. And then consider this. In Germany, we didn't get a chance to talk about any of this week because of all the crap that's been going on. But in Germany, the German chancellor, or not the chancellor, but their ministry over there, they have said now that they have lost track of over 600,000 refugees in Germany. 600,000 refugees they've lost track of. They have no clue where they're at or what they're doing.
Wonderful. Just wonderful.
This is insane. Why are we letting this stuff happen? You know, why are we the people letting this stuff occur? Because it's in our hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see why this happens. I don't see why this is happening. And not only that, but there are places also where they're building different things to help deter homeless people from being in those areas, such as building the little concrete spikes.
The spikes, mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my God, yes. And you know, the worst part is that you see that happening. There was a church that got lambasted because of doing exactly that kind of thing. They put spikes in front of their door and then a rain thing on the top of the door, basically, so that anybody that's sleeping or resting there under, you know, in the eave of the church gets completely soaked and has to deal with the spikes. At a church!
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be taking care of these people.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just too sad. It's too sad to see.
Just drives me crazy, man. I'm telling you. To see this kind of thing going on, you know? I don't know. By the way, my information now, I believe that Michael Vera is still going to go live with Maggie. So he's trying to work it out right now. So we're, you know. Everything's on track to be normal, but we're kind of, you know, playing it by ear because of the issues that happened. So, you know, just giving you guys the info there. So, one of the other things that's occurring, and this is the big news that I wanted to discuss, is the Oregon situation. For those that aren't aware, basically, if you've been kind of under a rock,
or had no net like we have,
yeah, then you might not be aware of what's going on. So, you know, over in Oregon, there was the Patriots that have basically been occupying the nature, or you know, the refuge center there, and last night, a group of them was traveling away from the refuge center to meet with the FBI. And essentially, now I'm paraphrasing the story here pretty hard, and I'm sorry for that because I don't have the full story right here in front of me. But essentially the FBI, you know, requested a meet, I think, or something along those lines. And so they were going to meet with them. And as they were traveling and away from any kind of video cameras that are constantly recording, because there have been video cameras there constantly recording and making sure that everything has been okay, they got them away from all the video cameras and essentially did a stop in the middle of nowhere. And the FBI and state troopers were there. They immediately started to try to put some of them under arrest, and one, Lavoy Finicum, I think is how it's pronounced. Finicum, isn't
Finicum,
it?
Finicum, yeah.
Yeah, he was shot in the face and killed. He had his hands up. He was obeying what they wanted him to do, and they still shot and killed this guy with no compunction whatsoever. He was targeted.
Oh, yeah.
In a big way, he was targeted. There's no doubt in my mind that that's exactly what occurred. This, they got them away from the cameras, and they immediately started in this fake arrest as an excuse. So Ammon Bundy, he is in jail. Is it Randy Bundy, I think, is the brother of Ammon that was also shot. He was shot in the arm. So he's in the hospital actually from being shot. But he is alive. So, you know, there's that, which is good. So this Lavoy Finicum, I wanted to real quick play a quote that I found that was from him. This is an audio clip that I ran across. It's from him talking. This was actually just a few days ago. And I think this kind of gives a good indication maybe of what happened. Okay. So are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. So take a listen here, guys. The audio quality is not that great because the recording was not that great that I got it from. So kind of deal with it. But this is Lavoy Finicum himself here.
What do you expect to do when the authorities do arrive, if they arrive?
Well, if they, I've always said, I will never point a gun at somebody. No, not pointing a gun at me. So if they just go home and don't point a gun at me, this is all good. All good. I'll go home and try to look for my cows that are missing and get on with my life.
And if they point a gun at you?
You don't point guns unless you're serious.
Do you think they're serious?
Well, we shall see.
You're ready. You said your kids are grown.
Yeah, my kids are grown. They're good kids. And honestly, there are things more important than your life, and freedom is one of them.
That's really important right there, that final statement that he had.
Mm-hmm.
That is really important. He's absolutely right. He was absolutely correct. And that right there, I think, is a real good indication of exactly why things went down the way that they went down. I think what we've seen now, what we've just witnessed is the first shots of the Second American Revolution. Because there are people that are waiting for this type of thing to happen. There are people in the background right now that have been waiting for exactly this to occur.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that we personally were having issues coming online, coming on air to talk about this.
To talk about this, right, exactly.
I mean, since it was the server through that we streamed through that was down, that shows it's not just us, but there's others that were down.
Yeah.
And this is obviously prime time for people to start listening.
Yep.
Because this is, you know, everyone's either having dinner or it's after dinner. What is the development at this point in time?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And by the way, if you guys want to call in tonight, you can do so. We have some time that we can take a couple of calls if you guys want to call. The phone number is 260-494-3937. That's 260-494-3937. You can also do the Skype line at JDA Film, or you can join us in the chat room there at LNMRadioNetwork.com or our own website, OpenEyesNetwork.com. Either way, the chat and listen buttons there at the top of the page, just click them. Get into the chat room and you can join in with us. But we would appreciate having any calls. If you guys want to call in and talk about this situation, please do, because we could really use more backup with this. I mean, this is a crazy situation. There was one broadcaster. He's been basically broadcasting about this whole situation in Oregon since the get-go. His name is Pete Santilli. And he was arrested as well last night. Why was he arrested? Why was this guy who's broadcasting out the information, why was he arrested? Does anybody have that information? If you do, please call in and let us know. Why was he even arrested? There was no reason for somebody that is just doing the broadcasting out to get arrested with this. But these guys have been arrested now under the threat that basically they were terrorists is what it comes down to. They were obstructing, you know, justice and blah, blah, blah.
Of course, it's the start of it.
So anybody that wants to call in, please do. Again, 260-494-3937. There's another piece of information that I think is key when it comes to this whole refuge situation. And this was one of the things that I was going to talk about on Monday, and I definitely want to talk about now to get this info out because, again, this is important. And while we're online, we need to get it out and get people talking about it. There's a lot more to the story behind what's going on at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. At the beginning of January, the Hammond Ranch and other ranch lands surrounding the refuge, they are they're sitting on top of a huge stockpile of uranium and other precious types of metals and minerals. Okay. So because of that, this land is really, really desired. You know, it's the government wants it in a bad way. You know, they have to pay exorbitant amounts of money elsewhere to get these materials, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they can grab the land in this land grab thing, then go for it. You know, that's what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. So, one of the things that's come out is, okay, basically the Clinton Foundation are being now implicated in a scheme to take money from the Russian people, a Russian corporation, okay, that is a Russian nuclear corporation, took money. The company is called Rosatom. Yeah, the Russian State Nuclear Energy Corporation is the name of it. Sorry, I had to get the info here on my notes. Sorry, guys, I'm really disorganized because I didn't expect to end up going live tonight. So anyways, they're ranked number 2 globally in uranium reserves and number 1 globally for annual uranium extraction. The company wanted to expand their operations into America, and they needed a way. So in 2013... Rosatom acquired a Canadian company called Uranium One as part of a side deal, which involved multiple parties. Ultimately, the deal opened a typically secure and closed door, thus allowing the Russians to get their way into the continental United States as part of this plan to mine uranium ore out of states like Wyoming and Oregon. The deal was essentially brokered by Hillary Clinton, and it was run through the Clinton Foundation, using Canadian-backed contributions as a front cover to this.
Wow, this story is getting lovelier and lovelier as you go on.
Exactly. So, I mean, right there you go. It adds in a whole new dimension to what is happening there in Oregon with this situation, okay? These people that were there, they were there to basically try to protect their land. They were there to protect the land that the government claims ownership to, but the government cannot own. Constitutionally, the government cannot own. It can only own a swath of land 10 miles square in Washington, D.C., and any lands in the states that allow them to do so for forts and ports, and nothing else. They are allowed to own no other land. That is it. And the states have the right to say, no, you need to go away at any given moment. The states can say, poofta, you're gone. You see what I mean?
It's just a matter of, will it happen?
So the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, is an entity that should not exist. It has no right constitutionally to exist.
Mm-hmm.
So these people in Oregon have been basically fighting against this corrupt government agency that is illegal. It's an illegal agency. It should not exist. It's just like with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. It's another government agency that should not exist, but still has a huge swath of power over an immense group of people. This BLM is the same way. They have swaths of land that they have control over, but they have no legal right to do. That's what this whole Oregon situation was about. They're there trying to uphold the rights that are granted to us in the Constitution. And not just in the Constitution, but by life itself. That's what it simply comes down to. So, I mean, what do you think about all this? I've been talking for a while here, so.
Oh, well, I won't deny you know more of this situation than I. I've been too busy of late to really look into the new information of it all. But yes, this is just the beginning of it all. That's all you can see it as. I don't know how many people don't see it as that, but it's getting ugly. I fear to see what's going to happen, but at the same time, I know what side of the fence I'm on.
Absolutely. I'm on the side of the fence that defends the rights for my children and my grandchildren to make sure that those rights that we've been given are still in place when they grow up. You know, that's the side I'm on. I'm on the side fighting for what is right. You know,
the scary thought is how many is on this side?
Exactly.
That's the thing, because exactly. It seems like there's going to be so many against us.
Exactly. And so, by the way, we are live right now and you guys can call in. Again, the number is 260-494-3937. So if you guys want to call in and join in on this conversation, go for it. I just saw in the chat room somebody asked if we were going live soon. We're live right now. We're live at this moment in time. So this whole situation is so completely beyond the pale. I really do think that we've heard the first shot in the new American Revolution. There are a lot of people out there that, yes, either whether they are, you know, whether they're looked at as being crazy or not, there are still a lot of people that are out there that are severe constitutionalists that will uphold every right that is given to us by the Constitution. And rightfully so. I support them fully because I'm one of them. So, this has definitely been a mess. And again, sorry for kind of being a little bit unprepared tonight. Again, we did not expect to end up going live. So, you know, with all the problems that happened there with the server.
We're fluttering around like birds. Yeah, I haven't looked into any of this information too much. Everyone's been sick and then the server issues and then... our internet issues, and then the server from today. So I haven't had much chance to look into the new stuff. Like I said, this morning I kind of saw a little bit about it all, but I was busy. Our son Seth is really sick now, so I've been busy with him, so...
Yep, exactly. Like I said, the big thing right there that I think reveals the... utmost about the information with this is that the Clinton Foundation is involved in selling this same land, this exact same land that these people are trying to defend. This same land was being sold by the Clinton Foundation to a Russian company to mine out the uranium from there. That is the reason why the BLM is making the grab that it is. There's nothing more and nothing less to it. It's all about the money. So I do have one other audio clip to play. This is one that I've played on the show a couple of times, but this again, it shows the frame of mind that we're against. Okay. When it comes to this whole subject, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing about this piece of equipment is that if somebody is directing fire toward a team that's trying to get in, they can pull right up to a fire. Take enemy fire and still try to address a threat without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. They have weapons here locally.
There you go. Constitutionalists. That's what the MRAPs are for. That's what all of their artillery is for. That's what the billion rounds of ammunition that the Department of Homeland Security bought are for. It's for the constitutionalists. It's for those of us that are out here saying, look, we have this right. We have the right to keep and bear arms. We have the right to defend our land. We have the right to defend our life, liberty, and property. You see what I mean?
Oh, yes.
That's what the Constitution grants us. The Constitution is the law of the land. Any law that is against the Constitution is null and void according to the Constitution itself. So any law that says the BLM can come in and take this land or the Clinton Foundation can come in and sell this land off, it's an illegal law and it's null and void. And it's repugnant to the Constitution and the United States of America.
Yeah. The sad thing is, though, is they've kind of prepped this to happen, just everyone not really even knowing what our rights and their liberties are, and even knowing that everything that is going on down there is wrong. I wonder how many people, especially around my age group, actually really understands how wrong what is happening down there really is, how unlawful it is.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, for someone myself, when I was in school, I didn't learn about government until senior year of high school.
Yeah, senior year. Yeah, exactly. That's when you have like civics classes and stuff.
Yeah, that was the only time I learned truly about the government. Now, we learned a little bit about it throughout high school, but I mean, we didn't go through all the branches of government. We didn't go through everything until my senior year in high school.
And it was that way for me too. The schools that I went to, you know, we didn't have government classes until it was junior year, I think it was, when we first got the option to do it. It was required in senior year, but it was an option in junior year that you could do it. But again, I mean, that's the only time that we learned it. And it was only a half year class. It was not even a full year class.
Yeah, same for us.
Mm-hmm. So it was only half the, you know, half the year. So two semesters worth.
Yep, that's the way it was for us too.
And that's ridiculous. The most important thing to live here in America is to know what your rights are. So how can just, you know, you go through 12 years worth of schooling to finally get told, okay, yeah, well, this is kind of important, I guess.
Yeah. And not only that, how many people actually drop out of school
by that time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, for example, there's around here, we have a huge Amish community. Around eighth grade, they can drop out to help out with, you know, whether it's farming or business or whatever,
right,
you know, they don't
yeah.
actually have to go through all year school.
And look in California, really, you don't even have to go through school anymore. Now in California, you'll get a diploma either way.
Yeah. So it's just, it's stupid that we wait that long to learn about it. And I won't deny, I don't, I didn't understand it very well. It was pretty much, we had a book, here you go, you read it. And
you've learned more basically in being together with me than you ever did in school about
yeah,
this
pretty
stuff,
much.
You know? And that's sad. That's really sad. I mean, that's what the purpose of the whole thing is supposed to be about. But we don't see that. We see schools being about indoctrination, not education.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, by the way, one of the folks in the colonel said that they got taught communism in 10th grade in 1982. And exactly. I mean, I learned more about like other nations and the way that they work than I ever did in school learning about what America is supposed to be about. What did we get taught in America? We got taught about Columbus, you know. Oh, Columbus sailed the seas in 1492 and came over here and discovered America. Pfft, lie. Everything
I won't deny,
we learned
I
there was a lie.
I was going to say, I won't deny, we didn't learn about communism or anything like that. Barely touched any of the wars, just mainly World War One and Two. Any others after that is kind of, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Right. So you didn't learn anything about Korea, nothing about Vietnam, nothing about the Gulf War and all that kind of stuff that's going on.
Yeah, no, I've learned more about those from you.
And that's pretty sad. You know, that's really sad. Well, listen, guys, we're pretty much out of time here, unfortunately. And man, I was raring to go, too. I had a full 2 hours worth of stuff in my head tonight. But, you know, we got to make way for Michael and his show coming up. His show will be coming up here live in just a few minutes. He might be running a few minutes behind, but, you know, he'll be on with you guys tonight. So hopefully you guys enjoyed what we brought you. We will be back tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Brothers in Arms. Make sure that you tune in. LNMRadioNetwork.com. Make sure that you subscribe and donate to keep us on the air. They're obviously taking us down for a reason. We must be doing something right, because you don't see this happening to the dark matter. You don't see this happening to the premier networks and the EIBs and blah, 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 blah. You don't even see it happening over there to Alex Jones. You see it happening to these little guys like us that are out here speaking the truth. You know,
you forgot toast to toast.
Well, I was saying that with Premier. Yeah.
Oh, so. I'm sorry. I didn't.
But you get my point, guys. You get my point. We're getting taken down for a reason. It's because we are telling you guys the truth. We are bringing you the information that needs to be spoken that nobody else is bringing you. You don't hear about this Clinton Foundation crap on the MSNBC. You don't hear it on Fox. You don't hear it on CNN. You don't hear it anywhere else except for places like this. Okay. Did you know that the Clinton Foundation was trying to gank this land away from these people to sell it to the frickin' Russians to mine uranium? No, you didn't hear that. She's still sitting up there going for president. She's still sitting up there even after all the crap that she's done with the email scandals and been found to be illegal, been found to breaking the law, been found to be a traitor. She's still up there in front of everybody saying, look at me, I'm going to be your next president.
Breathe.
I'm sorry. Like I said, I was raring to go for 2 hours here. I got to get it all out.
Yeah, just a few minutes left.
Jolene, do you have any final words for everybody?
Not quite as many as you just said, no.
folks, we will be back again, like I said, tomorrow, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll also be back on Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at LNMRadioNetwork.com, OpenEyesNetwork.com. Make sure that you tune in. Make sure that you subscribe and donate and keep us on the air. Until next time, thanks for listening out there, and keep safe out there and have fun. That's what it all comes down to, right?
Sure, yeah.
Indeed, this has been fun.
Fun.
Talk to you guys soon.